This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Bleck and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
Pleased to meet you.
Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. On the ESPN Chicago app, you can find our NBA Backstory podcast. Take a look at some of the great moments in NBA history, like the 2001 NBA Finals, where Allen Iverson scored 48 points in Game 1. The Lakers still won the series, but Iverson going off was a great moment. We talked about that. The 2009 series between the Bulls and the Celtics in the first round. What a great series that was. Joakim Noah kind of having his coming out party, and Derrick Rose in Game 1 scoring 36 points in his first playoff game ever for the Chicago Bulls. We talked about that. And then also we discussed Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals. LeBron brings back a title for Cleveland. All those podcasts are found on the ESPN Chicago app. Today's NBA backstory, we take a look at the 2012 NBA Finals. The Miami Heat take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Really, when we look at this series and we look back, I'm kind of surprised that people don't talk about the series more. And I get it for one reason, the fact that it wasn't as competitive as a series as the players who made up the teams kind of make it kind of seem, right? Because if you look at the list, you basically have six Hall of Famers on the court. I know that we could have a debate whether or not Chris Bosh is a Hall of Famer, but
Chris Bosh is a Hall of Famer.
Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, all in their prime for the Miami Heat, winning their first title. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, with Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden, losing, but at a point in their career where we all thought that that Thunder team, if they stayed together, that would be the next dynasty in the making. It reminded me a lot of the Orlando Magic of the early 90s and how we thought Shaq and Penny would have years together winning titles, and it never happened. It never happened for the Thunder in this series. LeBron James was incredible, and the Miami Heat just had way too much for the Thunder to kind of handle, and what it was were the bit part players. It was Mike Miller. It was Mario Chalmers. It was Shane Battier from the corner. LeBron and Wade carried the show, but basically it was the Heat, the team, who really took down the Thunder in this series.
Yeah, and this obviously comes off the heels of the Mavericks winning the finals the year before. LeBron not being able to win in his first year of his college years, as I call the Miami Heat years, the LeBron James, the college years. Because he just wanted to hang out with his bros. He just wanted to hang out with his bros in Miami. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with that? He just wanted to go have some fun, win some championships in Miami. But yeah, like you said, this is the more so than this was the first championship for the LeBron era Heat. It was the what could have been from Westbrook, Harden, and Durant, and then, you know, ultimately them splitting up and going their separate ways, and then Durant then leaving Westbrook, and Westbrook being the only man that's left, and now it's, you know, now it's nothing. So now you go back to that and you say, what could have been? You have arguably also three of the best players in the NBA, three most likely Hall of Famers. Like, I would say Durant's pretty much a lock, and Westbrook and Harden are pretty much locked in there.
Oh, I think there are six Hall of Famers in this contest.
For sure.
All starting. I mean, James Harden came off the bench, but like, what's weird when you look at the series is the Thunder win game one, 105-94. Durant had 36 points. Durant was incredible the entire series. Game two, the Heat win by four, 100-96. Game three, the Heat win 91-85. Game four, the Heat win 104-98. And Russell Westbrook in game four had 43 points. Like, Russ went off. The Thunder then were not close in the second half of game five. The Heat knew that they had the title wrapped up. And that's where you get like the iconic shot as the game's ending. Wade and LeBron on the bench dancing, celebrating. Miami's going crazy. Like, when you watch that game five, like, that crowd, they get a lot of crap throughout the years because they're kind of like they show up late. But at that moment in the finals, like, that Heat crowd every shot that went down, it was full throw, full everyone standing, going nuts. Like, it was pretty cool to watch yesterday, that game, and to see what it was like. And then also to remember that, you're right, Abdallah, you look at the Hall of Fame talent that's on the court. Think about it this way. You could argue that James Harden, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James are three of the four best players in the league right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's how I would necessarily stack it, but like, outside of adding Giannis Antetokounmpo from the mix, like, those are probably the three best players in the league today. You know what I'm saying? So, and then they're all on the court together, and it's a series that the Thunder, you thought seeing them lose like that, that team would be back. You thought that those three guys would be back, Russ, KD, and Harden. So as the game is ending, the Heat win the title. We go to Mike Breen after the Heat, and the final buzzer goes off. We get to see Mike Breen describe the action on the court as LeBron James wins his first championship in 2012.
Well, this finally put an end to all the criticism. In today's world, perhaps not, but even anybody that's ever rooted against him, and you love the game of basketball, you've got to respect and admire what LeBron James brings to the court every time he steps on the floor. A remarkable talent at both ends of the floor, and one of the most unselfish stars the league has ever seen.
Well, he's such a great passer, and there's a great star as we see Kevin Durant. It's a bitter disappointment, but they had a remarkable run.
You see the emotion from Durant pouring out. This team will be a force to be reckoned with. Great sportsmanship afterwards. Such respect between the two teams. Certainly Durant and LeBron James. That's his mom that he's hugging there.
And there's Clay Bennett, the owner, in front of Durant, hugging all of his players. A tremendous owner for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Durant, again, one of those special players. League's in great hands with players like Kevin Durant for a long time to come. LeBron James is an NBA champion, and he's with Doris.
LeBron, your decision to come to Miami was not made without difficult choices, nor ramifications for the way those played. In light of everything you've been through in the last 2 years, what is this moment like for you?
It means everything. You know, I made a difficult decision to leave Cleveland, but I understood what my future was about. And I understood that coming to Miami and being a part of this organization and being able to put together this team, I knew we had a bright future. And, you know, this is a dream come true for me. I've been through a lot the last 2 years, but, you know, this is definitely a way that it pays off.
Your approach in this finals is in stark contrast to the guy we saw in last year's finals. What put you in a place to get back to being LeBron James?
Losing in the finals last year put me back in place. It humbled me a lot. I was able to go back to the basics. A lot of people had a lot to do with it, but at the end of the day, I just looked myself in the mirror and said, you need to be better, both on and off the floor. And I'm happy that I was able to put myself and our team in a position to win this.
Look in that mirror and smile, LeBron. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Mike.
Thanks so
much.
Well, Jeff, he was a different player on the court this year and a different person off the court, it appeared, especially the way he handled everything that surrounds being an NBA player in the spotlight.
Well, when you call yourself out and say you were immature, I think that takes incredible amount of self-reflection to not only come to that conclusion to yourself, but to put it out there for consumption by everyone who follows the sport. A terrific moment for him.
And a former Heat champion, Alonzo Mourning, the congratulations. All the work, all the practices, all the film sessions, all the extra shooting ends in unbridled joy. The 2012 NBA title will reside in Miami.
So that's Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Doris Burke interviewing LeBron James on the court after the Heat win the title in 2012. And that's our NBA backstory for today. Pretty, you know, I feel like of all of LeBron's career, it's like the one title we don't really talk about because those Spurs series were so legendary. And then we talk about the battles with the Warriors that sometimes I feel like it kind of gets lost in the shuffle in LeBron's career.
Yeah, you're right. Him going to the Heat. People often forget about him going to the Heat.
Well, not going to the Heat.
No, you're right. People really, you know.
How often do you hear people talk about the 2012 NBA Finals?
No, people have really, you know, like Tyler producing the show today. Tyler's a lot younger than us. Tyler,
first time they match up.
Did your parents tell you about the time that LeBron James.
Back in the day
when they were youngsters just running around just like you, did they regale you with tales of a checkered shirt LeBron James taking his talents to South Beach?
No, I lived through that. I lived through that pretty vividly. That's one of the first like irrational me moments was me getting pissed at LeBron for going to Miami.
So you remember the tales of a young LeBron James from way back when that we often forget.
Back when.
We often forget as fans that LeBron James played in Miami.
You done?
Happy birthday.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Thanks.